USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Saudi Arabia executed 81 people convicted of crimes ranging from killings to belonging to militant groups, the largest known mass execution carried out by the kingdom in its history. The number of executed surpassed even the toll of a January 1980 mass execution of 63 militants convicted of seizing the Grand Mosque in 1979. It wasn't clear why the kingdom chose this weekend for the executions. They came as much of the world's attention remains focused on Russia's war on Ukraine. The number of death penalty cases being carried out in Saudi Arabia had dropped during COVID, though the kingdom continued to behead convicts under King Salman and his crown prince Mohammed bin Salman. And for the first time since 1 month before Russia invaded Ukraine, gas prices stayed the same. The national average stuck at $4.32 per gallon, up 32 cents from a week ago and $1.55 from 1 year ago. This is USA Radio News.
Let's see, if something costs less, but people are happier with it, that sounds like something to look into, and that's MediShare. Maybe you've heard switching to MediShare to pay for healthcare can save the typical family $500 a month. And that's huge, but it's also true that people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The customer satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. MediShare works. It's been around for more than a quarter century, and members have shared more than $3 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge nationwide PPO network. So, yeah, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. So if you're self-employed or part of the gig economy or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now and get a price within 2 minutes. A very, very smart use of 2 minutes. Here's the number you need. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
State Department spokesman Ned Price condemned the killing of award-winning documentary filmmaker and journalist Brent Renaud. He said, "We're horrified that journalists and filmmakers, non-combatants, have been killed and injured in Ukraine by Kremlin forces." In a tweet, he said, "We extend condolences to all those affected by this horrific violence. Yet another gruesome example of the Kremlin's indiscriminate actions." Two other journalists were injured in the attack. New York Times confirmed that though Renaud, who was reportedly shot dead during Russian shelling in Irpin, Ukraine, was found with an old press badge from prior work with the paper, he was not in the country on assignment for the Times. Emilio Delgado, who spent more than 40 years entertaining generations of children playing the Fix-It shop owner Luis on Sesame Street, has died. He was 81. The actor died at his home in New York City. He had been diagnosed with multiple myeloma, a blood cancer, in 2020. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.
You've heard us talk about the luxurious Giza Dream sheets from MyPillow. Well, now they're on sale, 60% off, as low as $39.99. Lots of other overstock items and a free copy of Mike Lindell's book, What Are the Odds? From Crack Addict to CEO. With any purchase, but you've got to use my promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com, the Radio Listener Square. Use my promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175.
Those of you who still have student loan payments due, you may get some good news from the White House.
The White House is considering further extending the freeze on federal student loan payments, a move that could remove a looming deadline for millions of borrowers. The Education Department is instructing companies that manage federal student loans to hold off sending required notices to borrowers about their payments starting. Student debt repayments have been on pause since March of 2020 and are set to resume May 1st. The notice did not make clear how long an extension could last. In all, the change could impact some $1.6 trillion in student loans. From the USA Radio News Northeast News Bureau, I'm Chris Russell.
Yale University has begun removing the Sackler name from its campus several years after announcing it would no longer accept donations from the family that owns OxyContin maker Purdue Pharma. The Ivy League University, about 40 miles from Purdue's headquarters in Stamford, is the latest institution to distance itself from the family amid outrage over its role in the opioid crisis. Yale, which received over $1 million in donations from the family last month, reassigned an employee from the David A. Sackler Professorship of Pharmacology and has no plans to fill academic posts named for the Sacklers, according to university spokesman Karen Pert. Purdue Pharma this month reached a nationwide settlement of lawsuits over its painkillers role in the crisis, with the Sackler family members agreeing to pay out as much as $6 billion themselves. Reporting for USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.